A lot of people associate things like talking blues with Jack Elliott and Woody Guthrie and people who came along a little later in folk music than some of the old folks who recorded on the first 78 records that you used to make for the old graphophones that you had to wind up with a crank. But talking blues is a much older idea than that. It came along even before Robert Lund, the fellow who played a left-hand style on guitar. I never could imagine how anybody could do that. He had his own ideas about talking blues, and even some people before that made some recordings. I don't remember their names right offhand. But it's a pretty old idea in country or old-time music. Well, I've got one here that I'd like to do for you. It's called Doc's Talkin'. Got a little tale I'd like to tell to you. It's fun and foolishness, and some of it's true. There's some of it bad and some of it nice, and there's just a little of it plain old advice. That is to you younger fellers that are thinking about getting married. I ain't talking bad about the girls, I'm just gonna tell you a few facts. I got in awful late the other night. Me and my wife had the darndest fight. She pulled my hair and mashed my nose, and that didn't suit her, she stomped my toes. Wait till I got my shoes off, stepped on my poor old ingrown toenails. One of them still hurt. Now, if you want to find trouble, I'll tell you how to do it. Just hunt a little woman and then you're into it. With a rolling pin or frying pan, she might send you to the promised land. That is, if you happen to make her mad at the wrong time or aggravate her when she's feeling bad. Bless their hearts, they're just as sweet as they can be, but if you make them too mad, they might kill you. I was riding down the road in my Model T. Big red rooster got in front of me. Kill that chicken right there on the spot. And I said, well, I guess that's the only one the old man's got, so I better go back and see about him. I drove right up to the edge of his yard. He's a chopping wood, a working awful hard. I said, sir, your rooster I'd like to replace. And he says, well, is he looking me square in the face? Son, can you crow? Well, I must admit that kind of socked me back. I was putting up turnips down on my knees when I stirred up a nest of some kind of bees. It wasn't very long till I started to dance, cause more than a dozen got in my pants. I was doing a shimmy and a shake at the same time. That's a twist in two directions. You know, that's nearly enough to make a fella run off and leave his britches, and that's just what I done. I didn't care if it was inside of the highway. A bit of use me working this hard. I got a pretty woman in the boss's yard. And when they have chicken, she saves me a wing. Thinks I'm working when I ain't doing a thing. I'm just laying around, courting other women sometimes, too. And if she ever finds it out, I'm gonna be killed and then beat to death. That'd be hard dying. Went down to the hen house to look for an egg. I heard an old rooster shaking a leg. He's a strutting around and a putting on airs and a giving out orders to them hens upstairs. That old rooster was kind of preaching and the hens was sort of singing. When he took up a collection, they paid off an egg. He had pretty good notions on running the place. At least he made it pay. Now this next verse will tell you how it used to be when they didn't have no stock laws and we'd run the pigs out in the woods till hog killing time. Sitting in the woods on a great big log, my finger on the trigger and my eye on a hog. Pulled the trigger and the gun went, jumped on a hog with all my grip. Man, I had a hard time of holding him. I could see the notches in his ears where I branded him when he was a little fella, but he was wilder than a jackrabbit. If you ain't used to hunting for gray squirrels, but cooking, eating like cooking rabbit or something, you don't know too much about what this next verse is, but squirrel hunting's pretty good sport. If you like fried squirrel or stewed squirrel, anyhow, fat squirrel gnawing on a hickory nut, you ought to hear that rascal cut. Fired the gun and it made a big bang, it kicked me down and I couldn't see a thing. Dang near broke my shoulder. worst of all, I miss my squirrels.